and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House lawmakers passing a measure to sanction the International Criminal Court after its top prosecutor recommended criminal war crime charges against Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Senate likely won't take up the symbolic bill. Hamas says it won't accept the latest proposal from Israel unless there's a guarantee of a permanent ceasefire. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says a temporary pause is needed first so talks can begin on ending the war.
Because without a ceasefire, we're not even at that point. We just have a continued military campaign and continued death and destruction inside Gaza, and hostages continue to be held away from their loved ones.
President Biden is taking executive action to cap the number of migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally to help with the surge at the border. It will not affect asylum seekers at legal ports of entry. Triple-digit heat taxing residents in the west and southwest states of the U.S. Temperatures in Phoenix set to top 110 today. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three people are now facing criminal charges in connection with the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call is charging Kenneth Chesbro, James Troupas, and Michael Roman. The lawyers for Donald Trump orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork falsely, claiming Trump won Wisconsin and not Joe Biden. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to take back the state assembly majority.
We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A bizarre disruption at a high school graduation. Video posted by TV 43 Baraboo captured the moment when a student's father grabbed Baraboo District Rainey Briggs during last Friday's graduation ceremony. School staff and Baraboo police officers intervened and officers escorted the man out of the building. A district spokesperson said a disorderly conduct charge was referred to the Sauk County DA's office. A senior detective with UW-Madison Police has a history of lying to courtrooms and misconduct. Records obtained by the Wisconsin State Journal show Detective Sergeant Peter Grimmiser has been disciplined 7 times since 2001 and has been placed on a list of police officers whose testimony is more than likely untruthful. He also berated a co-worker so hard it prompted a civil rights lawsuit that cost the department $50,000 to settle. Current interim police chief Brent Plisch told the State Journal he understands the record looks bad, but that Grimmiser has done excellent work for the department. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers workouts continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding OTA voluntary practices today. Attendance has been nearly 95%, including veteran running back Josh Jacobs. Signed in free agency from the Raiders, Jacobs told me he started watching tape on quarterback Jordan Love after the Raiders played the Packers last season.
Man, I mean, the dude, man, I mean, for him to be as young as he is and to be playing at the type of level he is right now and only getting better, I think he's going to legit be the next superstar quarterback in this league. Obviously, I come in to see him every day, put in the work, and all the little things behind the scenes. And I think that he has all the attributes to be able to do that, to keep being confident in himself and keep being confident in his players. He'll get everything he wants.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Phillies at it again tonight at Citizens Bank Park. The Crew losing last night to Philadelphia 3-1. Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo commits to playing for the Greek men's team in qualifying rounds for the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rain. Mostly cloudy and a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s, and a little breezy. Maybe a storm or two tomorrow night, then back into sun, highs in the low 70s, and breezy Thursday. Right now it's 80.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Jackson Churio.
Hit high and deep to left field, way back.